have been in an ongoing labor dispute with the management of the orchestra since the 1st of September. Musicians normally operate on a three-year contract. We have already operated, we have always operated under a three-year collective bargaining agreement, and our most recent collective bargaining agreement expired on August 31st of 2009. We are represented by the American Federation of Musicians, the Florida Gulf Coast Local 427-721 out of Tampa, and we've been engaged in, we started negotiations on a successor collective bargaining agreement in April. Negotiations broke down in at the end of August, and on September 1st, in the absence of a successor agreement, the management forcibly implemented a their final offer, which is something that they're legally allowed to do in the event of an impasse. Subsequent to that, the musicians filed, the musicians union filed unfair labor practice charges with the National Labor Relations Board. That investigation is still ongoing. They haven't issued a ruling yet. But in the meantime, the Players Association has been trying to do, the Players Association is comprised of the musicians that, that play in the Sarasota Orchestra. And during the intervening weeks, we have been trying very hard to raise community awareness of the fact that we were playing without a contract, that we are not just playing and talking under the terms of a previous contract, but we were also, we were actually playing under the terms of a forcibly implemented final offer. That final offer included a disproportionate wage cut, the eradication of our pension, and over 80 mostly non-economic working condition changes, all of which the union had not agreed to at the bargaining table. So it was not just an economic offer that was being forcibly implemented. It was an economic offer, and then on top of that, there were these all these multitudinous working condition changes.
I think our listeners want to know a little bit about what were you planning for Friday night, and then what the response was of the orchestra.
Right. As part of this awareness-raising campaign, we had planned to play what we had termed a benefit concert at the First Congregational Church in Sarasota for tomorrow night at 8 p.m. We had planned a chamber music program that was going to include music of Bach and Beethoven and Mozart. It was going to be an intimate setting. The church seats about 500 people. And we were doing it. The purpose of the concert was really twofold, or actually threefold. We wanted to continue to keep the issue in the public's awareness of the fact that we had not yet achieved a successor collective bargaining agreement. We also wanted to thank the public in a big way because we have had a tremendous amount of public support on behalf of the musicians from the communities in Sarasota and Bradenton. We've had innumerable letters to the editor and things, editorials that have appeared in the paper, almost all universally supporting the musicians and supporting our position. So we wanted to really be able to say thank you to the community. We were also seeking to raise a few funds to help supplement our Players Association treasury, which is rapidly getting exhausted with our efforts to reach out to the community. So the concert was to be about a 1 hour, 15-minute chamber music program, and we were basically going to just play for the public in order to say thank you. It was a free concert. We were going to take donations if people wanted to make them, but there was certainly there was no tickets, there was no charge.
What was the response then of the management of the Sarasota Orchestra to that free concert?
The response was that they sent me a certified letter telling me that if the Musicians Players Association did not cease and desist from performing this concert, that they were going to pursue every judicial and administrative remedy that they could against the union, the Players Association, and each individual musician who would play on the concert.
They're saying that there's a non-compete clause in the collective bargaining agreement that would prohibit you from doing this concert, but what's your response to that?
Well, my response to that is that we do have a clause in the forcibly implemented final offer which prohibits the musicians from playing, from advertising a concert as being done by the Sarasota Orchestra. We did not advertise this concert as being a concert of the Sarasota Orchestra. The Sarasota Orchestra Players Association is a registered entity in the state of Florida. We pay taxes. We have bank accounts. We have a tax ID number. We we are, that is our name. That is the name that we own. And all of the advertising that was done for this concert was done as a, being, the concert was being sponsored by the Sarasota Orchestra Players Association. The management has chosen to say that that is, in their minds, a contract violation. And even beyond that, rather than simply seeking to grieve that alleged contract violation through the terms of the collective bargaining agreement, they are threatening to go beyond that and to actually take their musicians to court or attempt to fire them if they perform this concert.
And in response, you have canceled the concert, but what are you doing in place of the concert?
Well, we have canceled the concert. We had to assess our goals in this situation. Was it worth putting any of our colleagues who have already been through a tremendous amount of stress during this period of labor unrest, was it worth putting any of their jobs at risk, even theoretically? And we decided that we love our jobs too much to put them at risk in that way. On the other hand, we feel a tremendous responsibility to the public, a lot of whom had told us they were planning on attending this program, and we wanted to be able to offer them something. So we will not be playing, as our employer has told us that they will. They will pursue any avenue they can to get after us if we play any music tomorrow night. So we will invite people to remain in the sanctuary for a kind of a town hall style meeting, question and answer period, where folks can ask us about what's going on. We can answer questions in a very intimate setting. And then we had planned a reception for after the concert. That reception will still take place in the fellowship hall of the church, and we'll all have a chance to talk together and just hopefully be able to say thank you to the community, not in the way that we wanted to, with a concert that we had spent hours rehearsing and preparing, but in the only way that we can at this point.